No, my love. Are you not going to bed tonight either? You've been working very many hours, and I must confess, I am getting very lonely without you. Your boss, he is cruel, isn't he? Giving you more work than you can handle. You must be one of the few who are capable of getting things done. And that is why it seems to always fall upon you. I am sorry, love. Is there anything I can do? I see. Well, I do hear that petting something or someone who is very soft can lower someone's stress. Maybe I could interest you in some very, very fine, fluffy ears for scratches or maybe head pats. Yes? Ah, yes. Let me curl up against you. There we go. So, how about those head pats? Yes. Those feel very, very good. You know, I love you so very, very much. I know you have been working really hard for the both of us, but if it is stressing you out this much, maybe, I don't know, maybe it would be okay if we never left the reservation, you know? I mean, I wouldn't mind living here with you forever. No, I know it'd be nice to get away and start a new life somewhere where neckos are free to roam wherever they like. But, my love, are you even sure that such a place even exists? Your mother, she told you stories. But if that is the case, then why did your family move here to a Neko reservation? Yes, I suppose travel is not cheap. Especially not for a new mom with a litter of kittens, but even so, I am very glad that you wound up here, you know? Yes, indeed. I would be very lonely if I hadn't met you. No, certainly not. I would not have just found somebody else. You are, oh my love, you are very special to me. Very, very special. Even if we are stuck on the reservation, waking up every morning to see you just sleeping so peacefully next to me, it really, really makes my day. Goodness. Just how many years has it been by now? It's become too hard to keep track. But through it all, you have been so, so amazing and so very good to me. I love you. I love you more than anything. You know, you are going to put me to sleep if you continue to stroke my hair like this. Oh, but still, falling asleep cuddled up with you like this, it does not sound so bad. Especially if I am allowed to do this every day for the rest of my life. Oh yes, I guess I would have to agree. If headpats feel this good here, then to have them in some place rather exotic, oh, it must feel heavenly. Oh, what if... I do not truly dare to dream, but what if we were able to see the ocean for the first time? Wait, I do not think I've ever asked. Have you ever been to see the ocean? Given that you have traveled a bit before, you know, arriving here at the Neko Reservation. I see. I have never seen it myself, but I would like to someday. Of course, I have heard stories about it, but, you know, sometimes you just want to experience things for yourself. You know, when I was very, very small, I asked my parents if we could go to see the beaches that we could see in books or online, and oh, my father, he thought he had the most ingenious idea. I remember as if it were yesterday. It was a bright Sunday afternoon during the very, very hot summer. My father, he had been dealing with all of us kittens for a few weeks now, as we were all on summer vacation. And so I think he was either sleep deprived or very, very desperate to make the begging stop. So, after we had all asked to go to see the ocean for, the umpteenth time, he led us outside and had us stand in the little kitten pool. You know, the ones that are short and round and usually made of stiff plastic. Yes, yes, that's it. Yes, he had us stand in it with our eyes closed as he began filling it from the water hose. Of course, we were all squealing and laughing, but he told us that it was very important to keep our eyes shut, and so we did. And then we heard the noises that made us very, very curious kittens. There was the ripping of bags and something pouring. We were all far too curious for our own good, and so naturally, we tried to take a peek. Lo and behold, my father was pouring kitty litter of all things around the pool to make it seem like sand. Of course, the second we stepped out of the little kitten pool, saw that kitty litter just clung to our feet in clumps, but we did not care. We had a great time, and by the end, we had made a huge mess. And that's not even mentioning all the litter we tracked throughout the house. Of course, we thought Father was the absolute best father in the world, but Mom? Oh boy, she was livid. We did not have much growing up, and so to see all of the bags of kitty litter not only wasted, but to be tracked throughout the house after she came home from work. Oh, we all got in so much trouble that night. Oh, but even through all of the admonishments that night, our father would sneak us little winks and grins to tell us that it was okay and that it was worth it to see us smile. And in my opinion anyway, it truly was. Oh, I guess I got a little distracted. I am sorry, my love. It's just fond memories like that can be few and far between. And so it's often important to remember them for as long as we can. So they can be properly cherished, you know? But I digress. As far as traveling, you know, as long as I am with you, then anything is fine. Even if we stay here till the end of our days, as long as your hand is in mine, then all is fine with me. Still, you are the most important person to me, and this means that your goals are my goals too, so if you want to seek some sort of promised land, then, my love, I want to help you find it too. Well, of course I would. In fact, I wanted this to be a secret that I could surprise you with, but truth be told, I put in a request at work for a few more hours so we can save money faster. Oh, no, I do not mind. You are working so hard, so I should do the same, should I not? Of course, I want this for us. I figure I will wait a while and then after working these extra hours for a few months, I can ask the manager about a pay raise. I have worked there for a long time and I have not even yet seen a raise, so I think it would be a fair request. Besides, I am sure that this promised land is not so easy to find, so to have some money saved up will definitely be advantageous. Or at least I hope so. But enough talk of that, alright? Let us just worry about what's right in front of us. Because oh, what is right in front of me is something I would love to enjoy very, very thoroughly. So, How about it? Have I talked your ear off enough to distract you from your work? Because if that is not enough, I would like to try with my body next.